Welcome to episode 10 of the Hindsight Bride podcast. So we made it to the double digits. I'm so excited. This is episode 10. Anyway, this is where brides and vendors who have already been through it share their best hindsight advice. I am, of course, Christy from the Hindsight Bride blog at hindsightbride.com. And today we have Nancy Lee, founder and president of myregistry.com. So without further ado, let's go on over to the show. Okay, I'm Christy O. I'm with the Hindsight Bride at hindsightbride.com, and I have the pleasure to have Nancy Lee, the president of myregistry.com, on the line. Nancy's been featured on ABC Good Mornings America, CBS New York, Good Day Philadelphia, and Great Day St. Louis, offering her advice for couples and families and just individuals who want to use a registry to make sure that they get the gifts that they want. Nancy is going to share some of her registry tips and advice for couples who are about to get married. But before we get into that, Nancy, I just have to talk about your mobile app.
Oh, great. Go ahead. Hi, Christy.
So myregistry.com's motto, of course, is all stores, one registry. And you have a little bit of competition online with other registries offering a internet toolbar that you can install and then choose from anything online that you want and have it add to your registry. But what I find is stunning about myregistry.com is you have a mobile app that can be used in brick and mortar stores.
Absolutely. Yes, there are some new websites who've launched in the last year or so who are trying to imitate our wonderful functions because, you know, imitation obviously is a great sign of flattery. So we're happy that people love our functionality and that to the extent that companies will copy it. But our mobile application really is something very special. And basically what it does is it allows the whole world to become a virtual department store. One of the things that the brides have always liked is the idea of going into a store and scanning for the brides that do like it. And basically what our applications do for both Android and for iPhone is allow you to walk around shopping malls or basically anywhere where you see something that you might want to add to your gift registry. If they have UPC codes, you can just scan the UPC code with your MyRegistry.com app, and it will add the item directly onto your gift registry.
That is amazing. I have to admit, I did have fun with that gun when we were running around the store.
There's every kind of bride. You know, there's the brides who love to go into the stores and they want to run around with that gun. And then there's the brides who are just way too busy for that. And they love being able to create their registry with their fiance on the sofa at 11 o'clock at night in the comfort of their home and not have to walk out the door.
Right. Right. I also imagine it would be convenient for couples who can't always get together or find time to go to every single store. And so both partners can download the app onto the phone and just as they're out and about in their regular day, scan things in and then reconvene and talk about it a little bit later.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we find that the brides do is that initially they do keep their registries private. So they go crazy and they add lots and lots of things to their registry. He adds, she adds, and once they've created, you know, a really full registry full of things that both of them want, then they find the time to sit down and they resort through, they delete some of the duplicates, they discuss with each other, is this really something that we want, is this something we're going to use, and then they manage the registry and before they publish it to the public.
That's smart. That's very smart. You've been the president of a number of companies, including an international one in Japan. What drew you to setting up myregistry.com, which is a little bit different from what you were doing before?
Well, actually, it's not that far off from what I was doing before because I've always been interested in businesses that have marketed to women. My position prior to this was running a television station, a women's network in Japan, which is obviously focused on marketing to women and getting women access to information and things that are important to their lives. But I guess what really happened for me is that working in the internet business, to be honest with you, gave me more flexibility with my children and my own life. I don't have to travel so much. I work probably more hours, but it's really conducive to raising kids because you can always stop, do what you need to do, and come back to the office after that.
That's wonderful. You know, so many women, bloggers included, are taking that route so that they can spend time with their families.
Right, and if a gift registry isn't comfortable with the flexibility that a working woman needs, no industry is going to be.
Right. So when should couples register?
Well, that's a big "it depends" question. You really should register whenever you want to. The whole process of registering needs to be fun. And you really want to celebrate that these are the items that you're going to receive with your new life together with your fiancé. So some people like to do it very early, especially if they're going to have a large engagement party and they want to register even prior to their engagement party so people can choose items off of their registry for their engagement. And some people really don't like to do it until 2 or 3 months before their wedding because they're busy and they don't have time to. And it becomes just, you know, one more thing that they need to do in preparation for their wedding. But you want it to be an enjoyable experience, and you want to really, you know, have fun with it together.
You know, that brings up an interesting point because although my husband and I enjoyed running around the store with the gun, we also fought. We had some like serious disagreements about what we were going to bring into our marriage in terms of decor and service items and whatnot. Do you have any advice for couples to, you know, to kind of keep some perspective when they're registering or to compromise or anything like that?
You know, it's the beginning of your life together. So obviously marriage is about compromise. Building your registry doesn't need to be about compromise. But when it comes to things like decor and items that are going to be for both of you, compromising is absolutely important. But I think it's key that the registry house items that he wants, she wants. He wants, she wants, and things that are for both of you. So if your fiance wants to put power tools on his registry, by all means, don't balk at that. And if she wants to have, you know, something that's a little bit fussier for one of the rooms that you're not really happy with, you know, take a deep breath and step back and let her do it. The he wants, she wants are really, really important. And I think that that's really one of the keys of MyRegistry.com is because you can register for absolutely anything and people understand that a MyRegistry registry is going to possibly be filled with unconventional items, then it's okay for each of you to put, you know, what your fantasy items are onto this gift registry together.
Yeah, I think that that's great advice. I think that's fantastic advice. And if he registers for the lawnmower, it means that you'll have a nice lawn. You also are fairly unique in that you allow couples to register for honeymoons or cash gifts. There's a lot of information out there about whether or not that conforms to standard rules of etiquette. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that this is the 21st century. We're in 2011, and these standard rules of what you can register for and what you can't are very old and outdated. People love to register for cash, and people love to give cash. And based on those two concepts, registering for cash is no longer tacky, unusual, out of the ordinary, or something to make people uncomfortable for. And we find that 75% of our brides do open cash gift funds. One of the things that people like about our cash gift funds and why I think so many people give cash through our system is that our cash gift funds are named. So it's very obvious what it is that they're saving up for, whether it be a down payment on a new home, whether it be for their honeymoon, whether it be to get a better band for their wedding. You know, we get married later in life right now. There's very few people who are getting married that don't have a toaster yet, don't have dishes, don't have a vacuum cleaner. And whether or not you want to bring those things with you, that's obviously, you know, a decision that you make yourself. But so many couples have everything already. And what they really want is to have the wedding that they dreamed of having. So registering for cash and helping them pay for their wedding, absolutely fantastic. Whether they don't want to compromise on their honeymoon and they really want people to help them out on that, another great reason to register for cash. But really, every reason is a good reason to register for cash because everybody has things that they want that are maybe bigger ticket items that people wouldn't be able to buy for them. I know that we had a couple when we first launched our cash gift fund a few years ago that all they had on their registry was a cash gift fund for a grand piano. And the couple wrote this beautiful story about all that they wanted for a wedding gift was the ability to buy this grand piano, and that was the only thing that was important to them. And all of their wedding guests came on and contributed money, and they purchased this beautiful grand piano, and that's what made this couple happy. And really, you know, the registry is about what's going to make you happy.
So you're,
and yes, by all means, register for cash.
And
if it's something that's going to be good for you.
And you're finding that guests, wedding guests, family and friends are also on board with this. Nobody's balking. Everybody's sort of in line with the cash gift registry.
Absolutely. And if you actually look at, I mean, there has been research done. We were written about in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal about how people love giving cash. People really do love to give cash. It's simple. It doesn't have a shipping charge to it, and it makes people feel good, especially if they know where that cash is going. You know, it's writing a blind check is one thing, but when a bride says, you know, help me pay for dot, 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 whatever that is, it makes you feel good to know that you've put money towards something that's important to the bride and the groom, and that's going to be good for their life together.
That's great, great, great information. How do couples let people know where they're registered? There's a lot of information about their, you know, about the laws of etiquette that govern that as well. What do you think is the best way for couples to let people know?
Well, I think that the one rule from standard etiquette that still seems to hold pretty true is that you, on your wedding invitation, you don't want to say, I am registered at dot, dot, dot. You know, you don't want to put the store's name. You don't want to put myregistry.com's name onto your wedding invitation, although that doesn't hold true with your bridal shower. But through our system, we have a lot of ways to help our brides get the word out. One of our favorite ways is something that we call Ask a Friend. Basically, we have a very sophisticated e-card system, and that e-card system can be accessed, of course, by the bride and groom themselves, but they can also give access to the maid of honor, one of their groomsmen, who can go into the system and basically send e-cards out to all the guests to let them know where the couple is registered. And this feature is very popular because if your maid of honor is your sister or your best friend, trust me, they're going to go in there and they're going to make sure that everybody on the planet knows where you're registered, because they're not, you know, there's no sense of, you know, oh my gosh, is it okay if I send out an e-card? Because they're your friend, they're your sister, they're your cousin. So it's a really easy way to get the word out. But we have a lot of other tools. You can post your registry on your Facebook page, which is a great way to get the word out. You can put my registry links onto your wedding pages. And of course, you can put cards into your shower invitations, and you can use all of the traditional routes as well.
You have thought of everything.
We try to. I mean, I can tell you that our company is very customer service driven, and that some of our best ideas have come from our customers. People, we have a suggestions at myregistry.com. When something comes into our office and we talk about it every Monday morning in our Monday morning meeting, when people have good ideas, we implement them, because nobody knows what they want more than a current bride or a current expecting mom.
Absolutely. And I think I want to bring that to our listeners' attention as well, that myregistry.com isn't just for weddings. You know, when you get your new house and you want to register for housewarming gifts, when you have your first child or your second child and you want to register for your baby shower, or if you just want people to know, you know, what exactly you want for your birthday or Christmas, you can go to myregistry.com and register for all of that.
Absolutely. And I think what happens with our customers is that once they come, they initially come to us because they have a celebration, whether it be a wedding or their first child, but they don't leave us. And they find that it's just so convenient at the Christmas time to convert their registry into a holiday wish list than if they were originally a bride with us, and now 2 years later they are expecting, they change it into a baby shower registry. And just to keep it really as a wish list all year round as well, because you never know when somebody might want to get something for you. Maybe you're having a dinner party and your friends just, you know, kind of check on there to see what to bring you as a hostess gift, or your birthday, or really for any gift giving occasion at all.
Agreed. Are there any other particular etiquette issues that couples should be aware of besides not putting your registry information on your invitation, or is it, you know, anything goes?
I think it's really important that brides don't fill their registry with 100% high ticket items. And I know that I've been to weddings before where I've looked at couples' registries and my heart skipped a couple beats and I've been aghast because there was nothing under, I don't even want to mention. It's important that there's items in every price range because you don't know the financial status of your guests. You want them to feel comfortable to be able to buy something for you, but you don't want to break the bank. And you can't assume anything. So it's okay to have anything from $20 items on your registry and up. Even for somebody who's having a little bit of a higher-end wedding, those $20 items are fine. If somebody wants to pick them up for you, they'll pick up a couple of them.
Yeah.
So don't assume. Mix and match your registry filled with items of different price ranges and make everybody feel comfortable. You know, you never know that there might be that old college buddy that wasn't invited to the wedding or can't make it but still wants to buy something anyway. And you want to make them feel like they can participate in the process. So make everybody feel comfortable. And I think that's probably a more appropriate etiquette advice than anything else.
That is fantastic advice. What, you know, I see a lot of ads in the bridal magazines for china and crystal, and they seem to be registry basics. Do you recommend that couples register for those items first so that they have them?
Well, I think that the order really doesn't matter of when you're going to register for what. But, you know, when you start your new life together with your fiancé, a lot of times people want to register for china and crystal because now they're going to start entertaining together as a couple. And there's so many beautiful patterns out there. And, you know, the dishes that you had from your college dorm room, somehow they're just not going to cut the cake when your, you know, your new spouse is parents are going to come to your house for Thanksgiving. So if you don't have something that's going to be great for holiday, this is the perfect opportunity to do it. Definitely put a pattern on that you can, you know, use for holidays, something that's going to be festive that you're going to be able to entertain with. It's a great idea because if you don't get it now, you may not feel comfortable going out and putting your hand in your pocket and buying it for yourselves later when you really need it, when your mother-in-law is coming in a week.
Absolutely.
So it's a perfect time to do this with your registry. Find a pattern that both you and your fiancé are going to be happy with, that you're going to enjoy having in your house, and it's a great time. Is it the first thing that needs to go on your registry? Maybe not. But it's definitely something that you want to put on there, and don't shortchange yourself with the quantity that you register for. Because if you're going to be entertaining, you're not going to be entertaining for four. You need to make sure that you have at least 12 of whatever it is that you're going to register for. And for people who have big families, go for it. Put that 18 or that 24 on there, because when everybody comes to your house, you don't want to start mix and matching dishes.
You know, you bring up something. I just thought of something. I have a close friend getting married in June, and I was very excited as a blogger, a wedding blogger, and
nice.
Grilled him about every single detail, which he didn't know. He said, you know, my fiance is doing everything. But I immediately wanted to, you know, get on his registry and buy him something nice. Because as a guest, I don't want that registry to be picked over if I wait too long. I want to get the choiciest things. And what they did is instead of registering for really expensive things, they registered for really simple everyday things that I felt like they could have bought themselves. And I wanted to buy them something really, really special. And what I ended up doing, Nancy, is I ended up calling and asking if they minded if I bought off registry. I wanted to buy them a couple of Wusthof kitchen knives that I think every kitchen should have. And they said that that was fine. But I was really disappointed. Should I just get over that and buy what the couple asked for, or did I handle that okay?
You did handle it okay, but some couples are very timid, and they don't want to make their guests feel like they're expecting anything expensive or special, and they lowball their registries. And I think that, you know, part of my advice is don't do that. Include things in all price ranges, because there are plenty of people who are going to want to go into your registry and get you something that's fabulous. And as long as you don't fill everything with $300, $400, $500 items on your registry, you're going to make everybody feel comfortable. But it's okay to choose those special items because those special friends are going to want to buy you something that means something to them.
Absolutely. Well, good. I'm relieved because I sort of, you know, I'm a little bit of a bully sometimes. I put him on the spot. I wasn't very kind about it either. I was like, what are you doing? That's dumb. I need to teach you how to do your registry, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I think a lot of people really don't know how to register. And, you know, they do get a little timid. And I think it's important that people understand that the registry is, it's your friends and family celebrating for you. And they're going to buy you something anyway. So they may as well get you something that you really want. And that is the basic line for why you need to put items on your registry and why you need to put things on your registry that you love.
And I think also the concept, the agreed upon concept among guests is, from my standpoint, the registry traditionally and even now is set up to prepare the couple for their life together. And even though couples are cohabitating and getting married later, there are still some key things like a nice vacuum cleaner, a set of china that they might not be able to afford that the wedding registry is for. And so, you know, when I was a student, my girlfriends were getting married. I appreciated, you know, those $25 and $50 registry items. But now that I have a job and I'm a little bit older, I want to be that person that gives that gift that the couple wouldn't be able to necessarily or wouldn't think of getting for themselves anyway. And
absolutely.
So I think it's understood among your guests that this is a very, it's not a birthday, you know, this is a very special occasion and that people
it's
are going
to. It's a once in a lifetime event.
Exactly.
And people want it. People want to give gifts that memorializes this once in a lifetime event. It's very important.
How long does a couple's account stay on myregistry.com?
Hopefully forever. Because we want to see you through all of your important life occasions. So if you come with us as a bride, we want to see you through the holidays. We want to see you on your birthdays. Your registry can become dormant. But every time you come back, we ask you, do you have a new life event? And you can change your registry to be a baby registry. You can change it back to a holiday registry. You can do whatever you want. But we think that everybody needs a registry. It's about a lifestyle. It's not just about the event. And, you know, I find that people send us emails all the time and they say, you know, I didn't think about using this for my birthday. I just, you know, was kind of using it as a wish list and clicking on things through the year, using the browser button to add things that I liked that I wanted to maybe go back and buy for myself, and was so surprised when my husband bought me, you know, a beautiful vase that I had been madly in love with but never wanted to tell him about it. And, you know, there's a lot of communication between couples after you get married, but one thing that you don't communicate about is gifts. And using your registry as a personal wish list so that you can keep track of things that you want throughout the year and that your spouse, your friends, your family can go into to find items for you that you're going to love, it makes things easy for them. You know, like you and I met today. Let's just say that we've known each other for a long time. But I'm going to your birthday party next week. It's really hard to know what you want. You know, even if we're girlfriends and I know, you know, what kind of clothes you wear and I know what kind of shoes you like, but still, there's always things that you would have chosen for yourself that none of us would have known about, but would have been so happy to get you for your birthday had we known.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So keeping the registry forever, that's our goal. We want customers to stay with us time in, time out, event after event, after holiday, after holiday.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? I know we've covered a lot in this interview already, but is there anything we didn't cover?
Oh, well, I just want to kind of go back to the basics about, you know, what MyRegistry.com is. We're really a platform where customers can add absolutely anything to their gift registry from any store in the world. You can add items to your registry even if they don't come from a website. You can use our browser button and basically scour the web for anything that you do want. It can come from overseas. It's great for international couples who may have some events going on in one country and their wedding coming in another country. We find that couples use us for every purpose that you can think of. It really, you know, we always get so excited when our customer service department comes into our off, you know, the executive offices and say, you have to see this registry. You just won't believe how this customer has set up their registry. And we see all the amazing ways that people use our functionality. And again, if you, you know, if you're on myregistry.com as a customer and you say, boy, I sure wish they could do this, and we don't do it yet, send it over to us. We're always happy to hear your impression. And then finally, I think one of the things that we discovered is although registering online is incredibly convenient for everybody, and, you know, we think that it's really important that people have the convenience to be able to buy gifts and register for gifts 24 hours a day, everybody has an Aunt Bessie that won't buy on the Internet. And because of that, we work really closely with a lot of our major retailers, so that if somebody wants to make sure that their non-web savvy customers or non-web savvy guests, their aunt, their uncle, their grandmother, don't have to buy something online, then go into one of the stores, the Crate and Barrels, the Targets, open up a store registry, and then come back onto our system, put your store registry ID number into our system and upload it and synchronize your store registry into our system. And then this way, your aunt and uncle, your grandmother, whoever it is that doesn't like to buy online, can still go into the store, and everything's going to be kept synchronized and perfect all the way through the process.
You really have thought of everything. That is just fantastic.
We try to.
Two more things. Now, we're talking about your website as well. Two more things that I wanted to point out to our listeners is that you have guides on how to buy. And you also have forums. Could you talk a little bit more about those two aspects?
Sure. The guides to buy are there because I think a lot of people still have never been on a universal gift registry before. So when they come to our registry, they expect that we're a store. And they're a little bit surprised when they click through a gift and it takes them to Macy's, or it takes them to Crate and Barrel, or it takes them to, let's say you registered for Antique Dishes and it takes you to Replacements Limited. And they sometimes question, well, what happened? I was on myregistry.com. Aren't you registered with myregistry.com? So we want people to understand that we are a platform. We are not a store. And that we want to make the buying process really, really easy for you. But don't be surprised when you click on a gift and it takes you to another website, because that's where the item came from that the registry holder chose it from. And the registries are generally filled with items from 10, 15, 20 different stores. So if you want to buy multiple gifts, look at the store name on the registry so that you can choose more than one item from the same store. And yes, people always ask me that. If you choose two items from two completely different stores, you have to abide by those stores' shipping policy. So you might have to pay double shipping. So it's better to aggregate in one store. And just be prepared that when you go to this, when you click on buy a gift, you're not buying from myregistry.com. You're buying from where the registry holder chose the item from.
Right. And then talk to us a little bit about your forums. I think that's a great idea to have I think you're the only person that has a forum on a registry site.
Very possible. People, I find that more than the brides, actually the expectant mothers use the forums. Because they don't always know which is the right stroller to get. You know, if you want a mixer, you don't have a lot of choices. If you want certain items, you are very familiar with these kitchen items. But if you're about to have a baby for the first time, some of these choices are really daunting. I mean, there must be, you know, 150 different kind of stroller choices in every single price range you can imagine. And it's just daunting. And then, you know, other big questions like, you know, do I do, you know, I'm very partial to, you know, with the environment, but is it okay if I, you know, get disposable diapers? And there's a lot of questions that new mothers have about things that they should register for. So the forums for our baby customers are very active. The brides do pass advice back and forth, product advice of things they like, things they didn't like, or etiquette issues regarding the registry. So we keep the forums open for our customers to be able to help each other out, because sometimes it's a lot better to hear things from another ride, and it makes you feel more comfortable.
I agree. Nancy, are there any resources that you'd like to share in the show notes that could help couples as they register?
Any resources? Sorry, Christy, can't come up with anything real quickly. Let me think. Let me just think about that. Good thing you can edit this out.
Absolutely.
Not really anything that I can think of.
Okay. That's fine. I'll edit it out.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I think this podcast is going to be just fantastic. It's one of the best I've done so far. So thank you for all of your lovely information. But you know,
do you want to put a closing on?
Yeah, I will. I will. But one thing I'll tell you, and this is still off the record, if you do think of anything, what I try to do is I'm trying to offer additional links and resources that brides can use, just because, you know, nobody knows what they're doing when they're planning a wedding. So the more resources that I can give them, the better. So if you think of anything,
absolutely,
please email me. Okay, so let's go back to the show here. I'm just going to stay silent for 3 seconds so I have that little buffer, just so you know.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Nancy. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we hope that many of your readers, our listeners, will register with myregistry.com. And again, if anybody has any ideas about how we can do it better, we are so open. Send emails to suggestions@myregistry.com. And we hope to see a lot of your readers and listeners join us on our gift registry site.
So do I. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
And that concludes episode 10 of the Hindsight Bride podcast. If you're a recently married bride or groom or a wedding professional based in a mountain region and have some of your own hindsight advice to share, please email me at hindsightbride@gmail.com. And if you're a wedding professional and would like to sponsor an episode of the Hindsight Bride podcast, email me at hindsightbride@gmail.com and put in the subject line podcast sponsor. You've been listening to the Hindsight Bride podcast. Visit the blog on the web at hindsightbride.com for mountain wedding advice, inspiration, and DIY style. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Hindsight Bride podcast.
So come back to me, just right here with me, and we will dance under the stars and under the moon and under the trees.